still on. So I am a very visual aid person, so my lesson's gonna be very visual aid. Plus, I had seen, it was like a sermon, I guess, and the guy had illustrated this, and then God just kind of gave me thoughts to go a little bit more with it. And so I kind of wanted to use this as my lesson. So that was supposed to be this Christmas Day, and obviously we weren't here. So maybe somebody was not, I don't know, maybe there was a reason why it waited till today. I thought maybe I was off the hook for a while. So, surprise. So, if I had a title to my lesson tonight, I would be Release and Stop Holding It. So, I'm going to use Brother Chris as my, he's going to be my model here. So, we have the backpack of life. This is our church backpack, and it's just as heavy. It's all the books and toys. And so, on our backpack of life, we carry our schedules and our courses and our school and our homework and our exams and all of that. That's burdening, right? Then we've got work and the schedules and all that that goes with that. And if you get to be that wonderful age of 16, then you've got bills because you've got gas and you've got car insurance and you've got all those things now, or your coffees or your takeouts. Those are now, your parents are letting you buy those. You have your relationships, your friendships, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your parents, your church friends, all those relationships. You have just stuff, and that we have a lot of that in that bag, just stuff, right? Just everyday stuff. We have everyday responsibilities of, you know, I got to get up when the alarm goes off, and I've got 15 things to do today, and sometimes I look at my calendar, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go through today. I've got this appointment and this appointment, and I've got to, like, try to finagle that I make both of them on time, or, you know, so time management there. So you're already carrying this. This is your daily just backpack of life. So then we have, yeah, turn around, face me this way. Then we have other stuff. All right, so we have, would say, offenses or hurts or situations that just are hurtful or too much or overwhelming. And so we get these coming at us, right? So we got to start catching some of these here. Got some of these hurts. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's life's unfair. We're dropping some life situations here. Maybe it's a job I wanted and I didn't get it. Maybe I cried out for a team and I didn't get on the team. Or maybe it's a situation that came along. Oh dear, we're dropping our fences. You got to keep them. You got to hold on to them. Maybe it's a dream that you have. God's not giving you okay about it. And you really just, you're not paying attention there. You have nothing, and maybe it has nothing to do with your purpose. And so God's not said okay, but you're still holding on to that. And we just, maybe we've got someone said something about us. Oh, you got to pick that one up. Can't let that one go. Can't let that one go. Maybe someone said, oh, I got more ballsy than I thought. That's a little easier. You got to catch it. She's cheating here. Something hurtful, a situation that didn't make sense. Maybe you have a curfew and you don't think you should have that, and so you're mad at your parents now. And maybe you didn't get asked to sing with the group. Oh, you're losing your offenses. You can't drop these.
That was my dreams.
You can't drop these. You're gonna hold on to these.
I got my curfew.
You're
right
not
here.
Ready to leave these yet. You're not ready to let go yet. So maybe you're going to have some more room out there because I got more balls.
I know. You're juggling a lot.
You're juggling a lot. And so you keep dropping them. You're going to try to pick them up yourself. No, I can't keep picking up your problems.
My problems here.
I know. See, it's difficult. You keep picking up your problems here. And so our plan without his presence is a problem. And this is our plan. We're trying to, he's so busy here. And here's God. God's got some bigger blessings here to give him. But he's not paying attention because he's worried about all these little things he's got to keep trying to pick up. And he's having trouble here. And, you know, sometimes we want God to bless us and God, but we want to try to be this person that got it all together. And it's not together, right? We're not together. And so we're trying to pretend to be something we're not. And God can't bless. God can only bless you. He can't. You're dropping all of your problems. You got to pick them up. You got to hold on to them. God can only bless you, not who you pretend to be. And see, he looks kind of ridiculous and we're laughing, but this is how sometimes we go through life. Like, I need these problems.
God, I need your help.
And I'm not going to let go of this because she hurt my feelings and I'm not letting that go. And how dare they say that to me? And so we hold on to those and we're not going to. And then God says, here, catch this blessing I have.
I'm speaking Wednesday night.
Oh, you missed the blessing God sent for you.
Oh.
Maybe offense was unforgiveness in situations or trial. Maybe it's afflictions. A lot of people have that going on right now. And that's really difficult. And I'm not saying any of this is not realistic. I'm not saying that hurts aren't, that we shouldn't have them, because that's life. I'm just saying this as an illustration here. Ecclesiastes 3 and 6. Please keep holding on to while I'm doing my scriptures. Don't drop them. Ecclesiastes 3 and 6. If somebody gets there before me, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel.
Ecclesiastes?
Oh, shoot.
It's the E. Oh, yes. Okay. Ecclesiastes 3 and 6. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. So what does cast away mean?
Let go.
Let go. Stop holding it, right? So cast away is, and I thought this was really interesting this young man was talking about, cast away is not dropping it. Cast away takes effort. You have to cast away. You have to release it. You have to let it go. It doesn't just happen like he's losing some of this other stuff. You actually have to cast it. It takes energy to release it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's someone that hurts you, and maybe they're in the wrong, you know? And I know I remember growing up when I was getting my driver's license, and I would be, like, so aggravated if someone cut me off, or they, you know, and I'm like, I'm going because I'm in the right. And mom's like, well, you could die in the right, too. You know, you can't just go because I'm in the right and you're wrong. You've got to, like, understand that even though they cut you off, you have to be smart about it. And so sometimes it's hard to even, like, well, I am in the right and I am not letting this go. And so maybe you feel like they don't deserve forgiveness. I'm not giving it to them. But you know what forgiveness is about that I've learned and am still learning about? It's not about them. Most of the time, they don't even know it. Or if they do, it's not bothering them. They're moving on, right? You're the one that's eating up inside and seething every time you see them. It's killing you. And they could probably not even care. Or maybe not even know. There are several times I think people don't even know. And bitterness will destroy you. I have seen it happen. And they could go on unfazed and unbothered. So I have been told several times in my life, forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is for you to heal. It's not, the battle's not yours, it's God's. So whatever wrong is happening, that's for God to work with them and figure out. But forgiveness is for you, so you don't get bitter, you don't get angry, you don't destroy yourself. And so then we also need to decide how we're going to handle life situations. Right now, he is trying to handle it all himself. He's got it all trying to go on. He's missed a few here. We need to decide how we're going to handle it. Are we going to move on from here, or are we going to just kind of keep holding it and just keep holding it? Are we going to use it as a stepping stone? So far, nothing has been used as a stepping stone to be helpful here. Are we going to learn and grow from it? Every single thing in life. I loved how, I think Brother Jeff Carr said it when he did spoken out there, that every day he's learning. And he said, if I'm not learning, that's my whole purpose of being here. Every day I'm learning. I should be learning every day until I die. And sometimes after you graduate, you're like, I'm done learning. I'm all done. Full up, right? But every day you're learning something. Every day you may read something in the Bible different and learn it a little different than what you knew it before. And so every day we're learning. Are you going to learn and grow? Or are you going to let it destroy you? Now, it doesn't make it hurt. Look how much work you had to get God's blessing. That's crazy there. It doesn't make it hurt less. It doesn't justify the unkind words that people may say or the actions. But to grow, for him to be able to do anything, he's going to have to release. Don't do it yet. I'm not ready. But he's going to have to release. If I say, Brother Chris, I need you to help me move something. Is he going to be able to help me move something? If I say, Brother Chris, I need you to help take food to someone. His hands are full. He can't. If I say, I need you to read the Bible and the scripture. No, I'm not holding it for you. You got to do it. Is he going to be able to do it? No, he's not going to be able to move forward until he releases this.
And hold the door open.
Yeah, hold the door open. We have to stop trying to function in the dysfunction. And this lesson hit me hard. So that's why this is right here. I'm pointing it at me because I try to function in the dysfunction. And then I'm like, why is everything falling apart? And God's like, why haven't you given it to me yet? Well, I thought I could fix it, right? And so I'm just sitting here holding it, being a mess. What happens when you're carrying things you were not supposed to carry? Maybe it's that dream that God said no. And so Sherry's talked about that before, that she had that dream of going to college and God said no. And you're trying to carry it. You didn't catch that one. Here. Oh. Aww. Oh, no. Now you dropped more.
Man.
And when you're trying to hold on to that, God said no, that's not the job for you. No, that's not, college is not what I want for you. And you're trying to hold on to it. No, it's not that boy. It's not that girl. It's not that friendship. It's that's a hindrance. You shouldn't be picking that friendship up.
I got her.
Yeah, and you gotta get the rest of them. You keep dropping your other stuff too.
But I got this one.
Right? And if it's not meant to be, if we're not supposed to have it, you're not gonna have the grace for it. You're not gonna have the ability to handle it. He's not handling this over here at all.
But I got it.
We think, he thinks he's got it. He thinks he's got it.
I want that one.
And he thinks he's going to keep controlling it. He's going to keep functioning it. He is really trying. But so far, has he done anything profitable but sit here and just pick up and drop and pick up and drop? Nothing is happening. His progress is very limited to what's happening right now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Ephesians 4. Lest all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So God's saying, put it away. Put it away. So he's got, you know, balls of hurt. Someone cut me off in traffic. Someone spoke bad about me on social media. Someone didn't like my post, right? Someone did like my post. Someone commented on my post. A job I didn't get. I didn't get picked. I got picked last in gym. Well, that was a hurt I had a lot. You always do teams and you're like, oh, seriously, right? Every single time. Oh, that girl, she just not bring up on her. That's hurtful. You know what? And people, you'll find people, sometimes you'll find friends in life that will help you. They'll help you hold on to your problems. Here, remember when this person said that? Wasn't that hurtful? Don't let that go. That was hurtful. And they'll help you hold on to that. What a friend that was, right? Hold on to that. Don't let that go. And they keep bringing that up to you and digging that into you and hold on to that. Hold on to that. Remind you what happened to you. And then you know what? God's sending more blessings your way.
I know.
You're going to be in trouble because I got another one here for you. What are you going to do?
I don't want to let go of this one here.
I know. Again, we're missing God's blessings. You can't catch it. You can't enjoy it. You're still holding on to everything and everybody that hurts you in every situation. If you release what's in your hands, then God can release in his what's in his to you. God's trying to release to you. He can't because you're so full up with your own hurts. And again, I'm not diminishing that because trust me, I have had my handful of hurts and disappointments and discouragements. I have had my arms full, probably still do. And so I understand. I am not diminishing that in any way, saying that you shouldn't have any, because that's just not even humanly possible. But I just want to give you an eye picture of what's happening here. When you release what's in your hands, God can release. And so he made a comment, it was really good. He said, release is God's desire, but it's my decision. God wants you all day long to release that. And he's throwing blessings your way. But it's my decision. I got to be the one that lets go. If I don't ever let go, God's going to let me. He's going to let me hold that. It's got to be my decision. God has something better. Look at these great big blessings I've been trying to throw at his way. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier if you have something small, you can let it go. Sometimes it's easier to let those small things. That was not small.
I know.
You let the wrong thing go. Sometimes it's easier to let those small things go. They're easier to let go. But some of those bigger things that are closer to your heart, that hurt, and you kind of, he's got, well, I think he's got one bigger one, like right here by his heart. So it's hard, it's hard to let those go. And you know what? Letting go doesn't take any more energy. He has spent a lot of energy trying to pick them back up, right? He's spent a lot of energy trying to hold on to them.
Let go of that one. Get a big one now.
But it doesn't take any more of his energy to just let go. All it takes is to stop holding what you have right now. Hebrews 12:1. Don't drop all of them yet.
I'm trying to get the big ones.
I know, we're not there yet. You're rushing my lesson here.
It's not on purpose.
Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So if we're reading this, I've never really read it this way before. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin with which. So this is saying there's weights besides sin that can be holding you down. Lay it all aside, he's saying, and let us run the race with patience. Strip off everything that's weighing you down. Lay aside and run the race. So if you think about people that are runners, and I know Michaela and Mariah are runners, I don't think you usually get a handful of weights in a backpack to go running, right? That's going to not make your time real great. And if you're doing cross country, it's really going to make it challenging, right? Now, I know in the Army, I think they make them run with backpacks, but they're trying to train them a different way. They're not trying to make them win races, I don't think, that way. What you think you are holding, so he actually thinks he's holding these offenses, but they're actually holding him. They're holding him back from doing anything else but keep holding these hurts, these offenses. You can't run full speed ahead holding everything. I mean, he could try. It would be a hot mess. Your wall of protection, and sometimes that's what they are. Like, you're holding these hurts, and I'm going to protect myself because I don't want to get hurt, and you're not going to hurt me ever again, and you're not going to hurt me again. But now it's become actually a barricade, and you can't do anything because you've actually become barricaded in by your hurts. God's plan is bigger than your problems. Anything that you've been carrying around, God's bigger than that. Choose to let go. Choose to let go. All of them. Choose to let go. It's the first day of 2023. And to see what God has in store for you, choose to let go so that you're open, you're ready, so that when God throws his plan for you for 2023, you can catch it. It might be something great that he's got planned this year. And if you've let go all of these things that are weighing you down, you can hold on to this wonderful thing God's going to have for you. What's happened to you is not a punishment. And sometimes it feels like that way, right? When life just, like, one thing after another, you're like, what did I do wrong? Why is God punishing me, right? But it's actually a platform for God's glory to be seen in your life. If you think about it, people that's gone through tremendous things have actually become like a hero of the faith, right? I think of Sister Bush. I don't think I could ever handle losing 2 children. But when I look at her, I think I see God's grace. I see God's ability to carry someone through excruciating of times. And I see a person that let God use them. And I just think, you know, what a platform for her to be a witness. I'm sure she would have never chose it. And I'm sure she would tell you it's God's grace that did it. But I think what she is and what a light, and she probably don't even know all the people that she's touched and affect by showing how God can carry you through these things. If you keep holding on to it, whatever it may be, it will keep you from getting the best that God wants for you. If we focus on the past, we're unable to do what God has planned for us to do in the future. Same thing as with the runner. When you're running, if you're trying to turn around and see who's behind you and how close, you're losing seconds. You're losing time. You're losing momentum. You're probably losing your lane. You know, once you stay in your lane, you can't look behind you and worry about what everybody's doing behind you. You got to keep your eyes focused on that end finish line if you want to be first. And if you keep focusing on what's behind us, God's trying to throw this blessing at you and you're not seeing it. You're not seeing it because I got to worry about back here, back here. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I will follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So I haven't already attained. Brethren, I count myself not to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark and the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. All of those words, descriptive words there, I press, I forget, I'm reaching, all of those are not easy words, right? We got to focus, we got to let go so we can forget and use that energy to reach forth into what things Christ has before us. Are you focused on what happened, or are you focused on what God is doing? Again, like I said with the situation, are you focused on what is happening in the situation? What am I going to do? What am I going to do with this situation? You know, is it going to crush me, or is it going to make me better? Am I going to let it, you know, use me? Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Have a fixed focus on Jesus. Again, we talked about when running the race, you have a fixed eyes, you have a fixed focus, right, on what your prize is. You cannot catch what God has for you if you're holding on to things in the past. Philippians 3 and 12. Oh, no, I already did that one. Sorry. Got ahead of myself. The remedy for forgetting the past, because you're like, what is the answer for that? Fix your focus, right? Fixed focus on Jesus. If you have your focus on Jesus and not the situation, the same thing as, was it Peter on the water? They took his eyes off of Jesus and onto the situation, and he began to sink. And Jesus said, well, what were you thinking? I mean, that's not what he said in the Bible. I'm using my thinking of what Jesus would be like. What were you thinking? Keep your eyes on me. I didn't say look at the water. I know it's there. I want you to keep your eyes on me. And so think about, like, when you're cleaning out your closet, and we seem to do that a lot with the littles. I need to do it a lot with mine, but when you're cleaning out your closet, maybe you find that one thing and you're like, I don't wear it, but I don't want to get rid of it. I can't live without it, but I don't really use it. And it's just cluttering up. And the more you stare at it, the more you think, I can't let it go. I can't let it go. I can't live without it, right? But if my husband had a shirt that he just could not let go, but he never wore it, and I went in and I donated it, he'd be easier letting it go, because he's not staring at it. He's not fixating on it. He's not got his concentration fully on it. And he would be able to let it go. When we shift your focus, then you're able to release. You can't look at what you're letting go. When he was standing there, he just let it go. He didn't sit there and, like, try to look at all the different ones. What one am I letting go? What one do I want to keep? He just let him go. And look to Jesus. It doesn't mean you're minimizing your hurts and your disappointments and your situations. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't say it's okay for them to have happened or to be wronged. It just releases you from being stuck. It releases him from being weighed down. It released him to move forward, to go forward with God, to receive what God had for him. When you release it, you can now catch the blessings that God's given you, that God's throwing your way. You can now receive God's plan for you and the good things. You can move forward into that space of growth. When we fill our arms with what God has for us, focusing on that, the offenses, the hurts, they seem less important. Once he got that big ball of blessing from God, he didn't look back down here at these little ones. It probably didn't seem as important. They're still here, but he's now got this great big plan, this big blessing that God sent in his way to move forward with. So release it, leave it, and in 2023, accept what God has for you this year.
Very, very good thoughts tonight, Sister Victoria. And as I was watching Brother Chris up here, I want you to think about those things that he was trying to hold on to. He dropped some of them. And think about the effort that was expended trying to pick those back up. We should think about that. And how often do we maybe try to let go of those things, and we go with everything else that we've got in our arms, and we go to try to pick those things back up. Think about, we're wearing ourselves out trying to pick those things back up. Why? Because we need to hold them close to us. God wants us to let them go. God wants us to let them go. And so tonight, the question is, what are you hanging on to tonight that God wants you to let go of? Only you can answer that question. But if you're hanging on to something and the Lord has asked you or has said you're not going to move forward in your walk with God, or you're not going to move forward unless you let this go, then it's time to let it go. Why? Because God's not going to bless over top of it. Why? Because it's a hindrance to you. It's a hindrance to you. So we appreciate Sister Victoria's thoughts tonight. I appreciate that so very, very much.